Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, this is the Eye on the Sky recreational forecast. Windy and rainy will be the general story, so outdoor plans are going to be pretty iffy. The showers will be rather scattered this morning, though, so if you're trying to get outside and do something, this morning will be marginal. Again, the scattered showers will be increasing this morning, and then a better chance of numerous widespread showers later this morning on through the afternoon, and along with that, some strong gusty winds. They're already starting to blow, but they'll reach 40 to 50 miles per hour, especially from the Green Mountains west, a little less in New Hampshire, but it looks like a wind advisory in the Champlain Valley for winds gusting up to 50 miles per hour that lasts through 4 o'clock this afternoon. Tomorrow will be a more pleasant day outside. We'll have any early showers ending. We're going to see some clearing skies, although a band of moisture coming off the Great Lakes will come across mostly the Adirondacks, a little bit of that sneaking across the northern Champlain Valley into the far northern Green Mountains with some snow showers for the mountains tomorrow. For the mountains today, you can look for the summits to become obscured, the clouds lowering as showers spread eastward. Any brief mix of wintry stuff will quickly change to rain as temperatures even in the mountains climb to the low 40s, some 30s at 6,000 feet, and southwesterly winds very strong, 50 to 65 miles per hour, gusting to 80 on Mount Washington. Tomorrow, temperatures will be falling from the 20s into the teens, and west to southwest winds not quite so strong, 20 to 40 miles per hour. At lower elevations, south to southeast winds 10 to 25 miles per hour today, gusting 35 miles per hour east and near 50 miles per hour west, midday and afternoon. Tonight, the winds will be shifting into the southwest, and tomorrow look for a west to southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, a few gusts to 25. That's the weather story from the Fairbanks Museum. Make it a great day. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with an Eye on the Sky.